I got a great morning. At 10 o'clock this morning, I meet with Eric Steiner, Steiner Tree Care. That's going to be awesome. I can't wait. Steiner Tree Care. Love what they've been able to do, and I love this company. Got to come out and look at your trees, inventory your trees, inventory your shrubs, make sure all those going right. How do you fertilize? How do you, your growth regulators, and how do you get your canopy looking right? And they do all that. And they, you know, think about Eric, I could almost like a Jeopardy thing. Like, all right, Eric, white ash, what am I looking at? Well, the disease is this, the fertilization looks like this. Like, he knows all those trees. Water oak, what am I looking at? Like, he knows all that stuff and like what they're susceptible to and what kind of, you know, soil and shade tolerance. Like, they've got it all, man. I love this guy. Get do what these municipalities are doing. Do what these homes are doing. Do what these resident, these commercial buildings are doing. Do it with Steiner Tree Care. 833-4MY-TREE, SteinerTree.com. To our guest lines, Tony Morrell, TheBigSpur.com, joins us. We have football to talk about. Good morning, Tony. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Mickey. How about you?
Great. All right, so, man, at one point in time, before they put me in the ground, I'm going to stop asking about Rashul Faison, but he wasn't cleared, he was cleared, he's practicing, he's not practicing. I have no idea what's going on anymore. I don't know what side's up, what side's down. I don't know anymore. What's the latest? What do we know?
Well, he missed the first practice. He was not cleared to practice. The first day, South Carolina filed a waiver, and it was granted in time for him to begin practicing the second day, and he's been with the team ever since, and you know, he's getting his normal reps, and you know, they're treating this the scenario as if he's going to be available, but also preparing for the possibility that he could not be. So they're still awaiting word, final word from the NCAA and as to what their ruling is going to be and whether they're going to give him the additional year of eligibility. I would love to come on the air and tell everyone who wants to know that I have a good feel for what the answer is going to be, but unfortunately I don't, and I'm not sure Shane Beamer or Marquell Blackwell or any of the coaches who were involved in the process have a good idea. You know, they've given the NCAA everything they've asked for. You know, the other schools involved, Marshall and the junior colleges and, you know, Utah State, everyone that's been involved has given the NCAA everything that they've asked for. And now it's just a matter of waiting on them to make their final decision. And, you know, like I said in previous segments, I don't think anyone ever dreamed back in January this thing would still be going on and there would not be an answer, over that time span. But here we are, you know, four practices in and still waiting to find out whether he's going to be a part of the team this year or not.
All right. So did I read it wrong or something? Like he's eligible to practice but not practicing. Is he still practicing now?
He is practicing.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, good. Did I misunderstand that or something, though? Did I read something yesterday?
He missed the first practice. He was not cleared to practice initially, missed the first practice. South Carolina filed a waiver. He was cleared to practice, not cleared to play, but cleared to practice in time to join the team the second day and has been with them ever since.
Okay, good. All right. Now, that being said, there are other guys out there that have been practicing, everyone, and going, you know, gaining ground. Let's begin offensively. A guy or two or a storyline or two from the first week of camp so far?
Well, you know, one of the big position that they have to find a new starter for is center. And Bo Stanley is a guy that they added in the transfer portal in the off season, and he has looked good so far and is, you know, I'd say the odds on favorite to be for Sean Lee's replacement at center. I think the staff likes what they've seen from him from a physical standpoint, also his understanding of the offense and ability to make the calls. You know, he looked good in the spring, and that has carried over to the fall. Trevon Ball, right now, looks like he could be the odds-on favorite to be the starter at right guard. He's a guy who played a lot as a true freshman and then played a good bit last year in a backup role. And he's, you know, really come into his own in his third year and has taken on a leadership role on the offensive line and has, you know, reshaped his body, worked hard in the weight room, and looks like he could be primed to to take the next step as a player and be a you know, not just a starter, but a guy that they can count on to be a consistent performer. So I think they're excited about what they've seen from him so far. You know, the wide receivers, I think there's been a lot of competition there. You've got the returning receivers who want to maintain their spots on the depth chart, and you've got the newcomers who are coming in trying to take someone's job. So there's been a lot of competitiveness in the wide receivers, and you can see the difference in the talent level, I think, overall, but you can also see the inexperience and know that those young guys still have some developing to do, but it's an interesting mix of experience and inexperience in that room, and Mike Furry has been tasked with bringing those freshmen along as quickly as he can and determining which ones are ready to help the team right away. And I think Brian Rowe and Malik Clark are the two that are the furthest along right now, but they're also excited about Jordan Gidron and Murph and some of those guys too. So it's going to be interesting to see how they divvy up the playing time when it comes to the receivers.
I'll ask the same question defensively. Storylines or players who have stuck out in very early. Now, just shorts and all that so far, but some storylines and some names there.
Yeah, Sean Murphy is really starting to get some mentions from different sources. The transfer portal addition from Florida State at linebacker, he is, you know, I think the furthest along of all the linebackers right now. You know, you've got Fred Johnson, who is a true freshman who played some last year. They're excited about his potential and his ability, but he's still young, so you know, we're going to see, you know, how he performs in game situations. But I think he and Murphy are probably the two who are likely to start right now on a 4-2-5. And then Justin Okoronkwo would be the third guy in there right now, the transfer from Alabama. Another big question is who is going to replace Kyle Kennard at that edge spot opposite Dylan Stewart. You know, Stewart is sure to garner a lot of attention from opposing defenses this year, and it's going to be imperative for someone else to be able to step up on the other side and take advantage of that single block or getting less attention. And it's a battle between Brian Thomas Jr. and JTS Gear right now. You know, it's gone back and forth a little bit, but I think Thomas is the guy who has the best chance to really make a big jump from last year to this year in terms of his numbers, particularly when it comes to sacks and being disruptive behind the line of scrimmage. He's got that explosive first step and good anticipation skills and reads plays well and has a knack for lost yardage plays, and that's always something you're looking for as a defensive coordinator. So, but I think Gear will play a lot too, and they need Desmond Umiazulu to take another step forward in his third year in the program too. And you know, just get Dylan Stewart as much help as he can get to try to take some of that pressure off of him to, you know, have to carry too much of the load when it comes to pass rush.
You mentioned several of the transfer guys. You mentioned also Murph maybe at wide receiver, but that true freshman class, not a whole lot, because you know, your transfers are kind of taking some of the spots, not a whole lot of opportunities on the starting thing, but depth-wise, some guys that maybe to look for, maybe some guys that made an early impression in the true freshman class?
At receiver?
Well, no, anywhere.
Or just in general?
Yeah, in general.
I mentioned Brian Rowe and Malik Clark. Those are two guys going – that goes back to the spring even. They really have been standouts. You know, I think in the secondary, probably not a big opportunity for a true freshman to work their way in there. You know, linebacker, they're going to need some of those guys to be ready to play a backup role just because of from a number standpoint. You know, I think Donovan Darden is a guy that we've heard a lot about as a potential guy who could be ready to play some this year. But just from a pure number standpoint, they're going to need those guys to be ready because they don't have a lot of depth at linebacker. Christian Ingram at defensive tackle is a guy who could avoid a red shirt you know, for a similar reason. You know, I think he's got the physical tools to do it. You know, he's 6'5", 310, and it looks good physically. But he didn't join the team until this summer, so he still has a lot to learn. But he's one who could work his way into the mix there and get some playing time this year on the defensive side of the ball.
All right, there was news this week. Luke Doty, as a graduate student, second-team quarterback, the guy that run at their second. I know there's been a lot of talk about Aaron Nolan, a lot of talk about Cutter Woods, where they are. I'll let you talk about the backups and what those roles could look like at this point, at least.
Well, I think if Sellers were to go down early in the season, I think Luke Doty would be the first guy off the bench, just from an experience standpoint and, understanding the offense, understanding what he's going to see from the defense. I think, they would put him in a situation where he could manage the offense and not get them beat and give the other players the opportunity to win a game. But I think as the season goes on, you could see Cutter Woods, I think, ascending the depth chart and putting himself in a position where he could potentially be the backup, particularly if Doty did not perform well enough in that role. But obviously that's a scenario they hope they don't have to actually face. They want Sellers to be the quarterback the entire season. But, with the guy who takes as many hits as he does, whether it's running the ball or just the hits he takes in the pocket, we've seen last year that there may be some times where he gets a little bit banged up and you need someone ready to come off the bench. And early in the year, I think it would be Doty, but whether it would be Doty after the midpoint of the year, I think would depend on how they feel about him from a performance standpoint and where Woods is from a developmental standpoint.
Nolan, I was understanding that he's in better shape coming out. Thought about him, his role, and what he could look like in that battle with Woods maybe for that next spot?
Yeah, I don't want to completely overlook him because he certainly is talented too and has the ability. But I think coming out of the spring, Woods was ahead of him just in terms of processing everything, getting rid of the football sooner, throwing it more accurately. He didn't look like a true freshman. I think it's probably the best way to put it. And that was one of the reasons why Dante Reno made the decision to enter the transfer portal after the spring was, because Woods was ahead of him from a developmental standpoint. And you wouldn't have expected that with Reno being a college coach's son and growing up around the game. You would have thought Reno would have developed at a quicker pace, having a year head start, but Woods passed him on the depth chart and was a step ahead of Nolan. And so, we'll see how it plays out here in fall practice and through the season. It's certainly possible Nolan to like to come on for Nolan and he could, things could click for him and he could, it could be a good battle between the two. But right now I would think Woods would be the number three guy behind Doty and have the opportunity to pass Doty if things don't go as planned for Doty when he does get some time at quarterback.
Gamecocks come in number 13 in the coaches poll. I'll ask you about right. Do you expect it higher or lower? Is that about what you've put them? Thoughts on that ranking, the preseason ranking?
Yeah, I'd say that area is about right based on how things went last season and combined with the players they have returning, particularly on the offensive side of the ball. For them to live up to that ranking, I think the defense is going to have to grow up in a hurry. There's a lot of inexperience and unproven players at defensive tackle and same at linebacker. And I could see them having some early season struggles against the run potentially. But they need those guys to gain their confidence and get their feet under them quickly. I don't think they can afford to have a defense that struggles throughout the year against the run. And so I think the offense needs to be better than they were last year. They need to be able to stay on the field with more consistency than they did last year. And I don't think they can go three and out and expect the defense to just force punt after punt after punt like they did last year. So, there's going to be a balance that this team's going to have to find for them to live up to that ranking, but I think the potential is there if things come together for them to be that kind of team.
All right, tell me what's coming up on the website. You've got practice continuing. You've got recruiting stuff still going to be happening, and as camp progresses, putting on pads, and they're back at it today on the practice field. Tell us about thebigspur.com and how people can subscribe.
Yeah, we're going to continue to have as much coverage as we can provide for every practice. When the coaches and players meet with the media, we'll have all that information on the website. We'll continue to have team scoop. Things we're hearing coming out of fall practice, recruiting information, you name it, it's going to be on thebigspur.com. So anyone out there who's considering it, we'd love to have you jump on board and become a premium member today.
Hey, all right, quickly, I got a text that wants to know, I always credit you because I always think Missouri's going to be good this year. And the reason I say that is because you think Missouri's going to be good, and Missouri's 27th in the preseason poll. Just in the final 30 seconds, you still sticking by that? You still like Missouri?
I really think they're going to be good on defense. I think how good they are overall is a lot's going to come down to quarterback play and whether they can get the kind of play from that position that they need. If they find their answer at quarterback, I think they're going to be a dangerous team just based on who they have returning on defense and their style of play is always a tough matchup for South Carolina.
All right. Always appreciate it, my friend. Have a great day. Let's talk about pads coming on and actual football when we visit again next week.
Look forward to it.
Me too. Tony Morrell. Appreciate that. Tony Morrell, thebigspur.com. Pribolo from Penn State in there. You know, Eli Drinkwitz, quarterbacks have played well in the past, so maybe they continue that. We'll see. My great friends at Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Let Mark Hawkins, Amanda McCall. I had someone want another number the other day, and what I can tell you is that Mark and Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com, man, they've been phenomenal for me. I will just tell you. You're always telling me three over there, buddy. Will Clinton says you got to have three of your lenders and three estimates on that. Do it. If one of them's Prime Lending, you'll choose them. Let them do that for you. And if you are looking for that phone number, 864-272-0033, 864-272-double-alt, Tony Dorsett, 272-0033. I would give them the highest recommendation, Prime Lending. PrimeLendingSC.com. Open phone lines. Got a bunch of texts to get to on that quarterback talk. Much more when you come back after this.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and Zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments including pills, chews, and more. 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
Hello, Medicare recipients and Roar listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. This time of year, most of us are trying to work in vacation, lamenting about our Braves, and anticipating a huge college year out of the Tigers, Gamecocks, and Dawgs. The last thing we want to think about is Medicare, and I get it. I will encourage you, however, to find at least a few minutes to think about your health care situation. For instance, if you already have Medicare, do you know if you have the best plan for your individual needs? If Medicare is just around the bend for you as a turning 65 person or through disability, are you up on your responsibilities here? Do you have a good agent or any agent at all? If you see yourself in any of these scenarios, please give us a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. And remember, all of my services come at no cost to you. And have a great summer.
Hey, it's Esme Carter with Spectrum Paint, your independent and family-owned paint source with locations in Clemson, Greenville, Spartanburg, and Landrum. Shop the widest array of brands at Spectrum Paint, including Benjamin Moore Paints, Pittsburgh Paints, Rust-Oleum, Graco, Remobio, Ready Seal, Renner Wood Coatings, and more. Projects large and small, whether professionals or do-it-yourselfers, we have the coating, supplies, and expertise to take care of you. Visit us at spectrumpaint.com to find the location nearest you or connect with our local sales team.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott and Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott and Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfil-a.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
We're here with Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Eric, I want to talk about looking for a career. Upper mobility, retention, and having that employee around for a long time. If someone wants to come to work for Snyder Tree, what would a career look like?
Our goal is 15% growth a year, which gives everyone the opportunity to come into Snyder Tree, find out what they're good at, and move forward. I think that everyone should have the opportunity to grow every day of their life.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
He's opinionated, caffeinated, and never intimidated. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on The Roar.
Floor. I live upstairs from you. Yes, I think you've seen me before. If you hear something late at night, some kind of trouble, some kind of fight, just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was. I think it's 'cause
Luca, see the contract? $676,000 a game. I'll repeat that for you guys again. Luca's new contract. $676,000 per game. You're a former Luca fan. You're not a Luca fan anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really be mad at him. I'm a Mavericks fan. I don't know. I have a Luka Doncic jersey, just in the wrong colors now. Yeah, big fan of the Doncic family, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Good for him. He deserves to get paid as much as someone's willing to pay him.
He's going to make $169,000 a quarter. You like it? Landed worth $676,000 a game?
For sure.
If he played all 48 minutes of every game, which he won't, he's going to make $14,000 a minute played. Worth that kind of money?
100%.
Really?
26 years old. You brought him in.
What's his average minutes per game? Can you look that up for him?
Yeah, hold on.
You got to include the time off, by the way.
I would say...
The workload.
I'm going to guess during his last full season, I would say 32 minutes per game. Because he was out for about a quarter of the regular season.
Last year, his average minutes were 35.
So...
He's been up around... His highest was... 2 years ago at 37.5.
So. He's making $19,000 a minute playing basketball.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Pretty good. Or are they gonna win there? Are they gonna keep LeBron or not? Is that thing?
Well, yeah, it's That's what I was getting to. He's basically the LeBron replacement of the future, right? Okay. Like, you need your superstar. You need someone to play through. LeBron, I think, has one more year, maybe two. So we'll see how long he goes. So Luka is the guy.
That's why you go after him. $676,000 at the game. $676,000 a game.
And that's why they gave up Anthony Davis for him. He's younger, a little bit less injury prone.
He has two eyebrows, too, which is different. So that's different.
So that's, I'm sure Will's happy about it.
Two for one special. Yeah, they're paying that guy when he only had one eyebrow.
Texture says that's $20,000 a dribble. That's like $50,000 a travel in the NBA.
Well, they don't count those anymore.
Yeah. Texture says, Mickey, we know that's what you make per show. Well, slightly less than that. I still can't believe they pay me as much as they do to do this every single day. My great friends over at Greer Flooring and Greer Flooring Center in Greer and in Easley. Some would say, Mickey, what is Greer Flooring Center doing in Easley? Well, here's what they're doing. They got closer to Lake Kiawe. They got closer to Lake Jocassee. They got closer to Lake Hartwell. They got closer to Seneca and Clemson and Anderson and Powdersville and those places. So bottom line is now they got a whole other market over here that they're closer to. Still serving Greenville and Spartanburg over there in the Greer side of things as well. We love them. They're fantastic. If you don't know anything about flooring, go to these folks. Their consulting team's going to help you out. Pick out the right floors. Their technology is amazing. Greer Flooring Center in Greer and in Easley. Good folks for sure. So a couple of thoughts. Texture said, did Aaron Nolan now become the fourth-string quarterback? He was the heir apparent. Are we paying six figures to a third or fourth-string guy right now? Yeah, what is it about the Aaron Nolan thing? Like, I thought that was the guy, and now it sounds like that Cutter Woods is the guy. How about that? All the out-of-state recruiting and do everything else, and here you are right here in the middle of it, and you've got in-state North Sellers, basically a three-star. In-state Cutter Woods, three-star. Maybe your best quarterbacks in South Carolina. Cutter Woods might be – I would guess Cutter Woods is probably the starter this time next year if North Sellers goes pro.
And they paid seven figures for Aaron Nolan, from what I understand. Is that correct?
Yeah. How about that? I don't know. Not seven, right? Six, mid-six?
Half a mil, yeah, maybe. I mean,
either way, it's...
It's a good job if you can get it. It's good work.
And either way, a severe overpay.
Well, but at the time being, you're getting the guy. You're getting the Ohio State guy, the five-star guy. He's a five-star out of high school. You thought you're getting what you're getting, but...
But you know, he hadn't played at Ohio State.
Yeah, but that's because maybe Ohio State was just loaded at quarterback. That wasn't Aaron Nolan's fault. The conventional thought was that, hey, they went and stole somebody. And now, I mean, I got to be honest with you. You don't know what you're going to get. He might be the next North Sellers. He might develop, and he might not. But come out of high school, like, his trajectory hadn't been what we thought it was going to be. No one had Cutter Woods in any recruiting rankings ahead of Aaron Nolan. Mainly because Aaron Nolan being left-handed looks different and he's got a cool nickname, I guess. But everybody, I mean, Ohio State, that's five-star. That guy was one of the top quarterbacks in the country. And now, fourth string at South Carolina behind Luke Doty, South Carolina native. We got three South Carolina natives at quarterback.
I guess the second string quarterback is not the job everyone wants anymore. I guess it's third or fourth.
Yeah, you just get paid. You don't even have to go in and do snaps during the week because you don't have time for the third and fourth guy. Of course, then you might be scout team guy. You might be the highest scout team guy in college football history. Highest paid guy. We'll see. Who knows? Too early to tell, though, because he still hadn't even put on pads at South Carolina. Well, he did it in the spring. 8618 asks, how high can Cade climb on that list? In case you missed our next hour, the discovery we had, maybe the biggest news of the day, besides Georgia being fourth, Clemson sixth, and South Carolina 13th in the coaches' poll, and the NCAA stand at 68 teams of the NCAA basketball tournament, is that Cullen Harper's one of the top 10 quarterbacks in Clemson history. We had Cade Klubnik number six. All right, and the reason we said that was Cade is in the top five or six or seven in a lot of passing categories already with one more year to go. How high can he climb? So I'll ask you this. If we can agree, well, first of all, we can't agree that he's better than Woody Dantzler, but some people say Dantzler's better than Cade. Different styles, but Let's assume Cade, like, well, let's say the highest he can climb. With another great season, let's assume, like, just for the sake of argument, how high can he climb? So, like, the best case scenario, Cade wins the national championship, wins the Heisman Trophy. That put him ahead of Homer Jordan, correct? At number five.
Yeah.
Well, push back. Oh, you didn't jump on that.
First Heisman in
Yeah,
Clemson
he's better
history.
Than Homer Jordan.
I would, I would put him at 1C if that happens.
Okay, so higher than Taj Boyd.
Yes.
He's not going to break Taj's passing records here. He just doesn't have enough time to do that. Higher than Steve Fuller.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Could you, what would he have to do? What would his number have to look like for him to be higher than Deshaun or higher than Trevor?
I think you would have to win the national championship and.
That's what those guys did.
The Natty.
You mean
in the Heisman? Sorry,
because those guys did not do that.
Correct. No one's ever done it.
But if you won the Heisman and the national championship, would you be higher than those two guys? Because they didn't do that.
That's what I'm having trouble.
I think if you go Heisman, you almost have to, right? Because I would assume you would have to put up some single season records that we have not seen.
But does anybody think that Cade's as good as Deshaun or Trevor at quarterback? I don't know if anybody thinks that.
That's why I'm saying 1C. 1A, 1B, 1C.
How about if Cade were to put up the exact same year as he did this past year, where would that put him?
As far as the numbers go?
Yeah.
All right, let's do that.
If he basically did exactly the same thing that he did last year,
okay.
You could even and say maybe wins one more playoff game.
Okay. So how many yards? Can you get me what he threw last year? Give me yards and touchdowns and completions. Oh, give me attempts, completions, yards, and touchdowns, if you can. Because here's one thing, Deshaun didn't win the Heisman Trophy, and Trevor didn't win the Heisman Trophy. But you can't hold Trevor accountable in your ranking Clemson quarterbacks because Joe Burrow had, the greatest season in the history of college football. Like, that's not Trevor's fault that he didn't win the Heisman Trophy. He did great, but Joe Burrow, my gosh.
And Deshaun had to play with a man named Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And Lamar right. Jackson. Like, that's Cade Klubnik attempts 486.
All right.
Yards 3,693 or 39, excuse me.
Okay.
36 touchdowns.
How many completions?
308. Sorry.
Okay,
six
so
interceptions.
If on passing yards, 7,180 and 3,600, that's going to be 10,800 total. That's going to put him second behind Taj in passing yards. 308 complete or attempts, 486 puts him at, that way. He will have the most passes thrown in Clemson history if it has the same thing. Completions, 308, and basically 660 is nine. He would break the passing completions record. And touchdowns, 36. He's got 57 right now. That would put him at 93. That would be second to Taj's 107. So it'd be second in yards, most attempts, most completions, second in yards, and second in touchdown passes. With a Heisman and with a national championship, I don't know, man. Like, again, I you need to see it. It's only 75% complete right now. But here's the thing. Deshaun and Trevor only played 3 years. He's going to be playing four.
And then it's the – well, I guess technically three.
Okay.
Because freshman year, do you count it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like –
I got a better one for you. I got a better one for you. Let's assume he wins the Heisman for this argument. Assume he wins the Heisman, assume he wins the national championship. You're starting 2026. You tell me, who do you want your starting quarterback? Deshaun, Trevor, or Cade Klubnik? At Clemson. You can't tell me you think Cade's better than those two.
I think I'd still go Trevor.
I would too. Trevor?
I'd go Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson. I can respect that.
And
But none of us would say Cade. Right?
Unless something happens. Again, 75% complete.
Yeah. But again, I would say.
And then it's just the are you going to appreciate stats over wins and production on the field? Because you could say the team as a whole was better with Trevor and Deshaun.
But what? But if you win the national championship, they only won one national championship apiece.
That's true.
So you cancel out the national championship, you add to it the Heisman Trophy. But still, I don't know any Clemson fan that would say, yeah, Cade's better than those two guys. Again, a lot of it has to do with pieces around you, your defense. I mean, let's be honest with you. Trevor Lawrence had Christian Wilkins and Dexter Lawrence and Cleveland Farrell and Austin Bryant as his defensive lineman on the other side of the ball. When he's on the sidelines, those guys are just wrecking people's lives over there, right?
He did have to play with a lot of pressure.
Yeah, they were blowing people out. Remember that? Yeah. By the way, while I look this up, I love this stat right here. But while I look this up, let me tell you about Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158, 404-8158. Get in touch with them. Love to help you out, Carolina Flooring Specialist. They do an incredible job with your garage floor. Spent a bunch of time in the garage. We had a company last night. My son and his best friend were outside putting in the garage. Spent a bunch of time out there. We love it. So great friends, Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158, 404-8158 is CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. Here's the thing about Trevor's year, all right? This is just dominant, all right? Once Trevor became the starting quarterback in 2018, once he became the starting quarterback, and excluding the Syracuse game, which he got hurt and didn't play in, he beat Wake Forest by 60. He beat 16th-ranked NC State by 34. He beat Florida State on the road by 49. He beat Louisville by 61. He beat 17th-ranked Boston College on the road by 20. He beat Duke by 29. He beat South Carolina by 21. He beat Pittsburgh in the ACC championship game by 32. He beat third-ranked Notre Dame by 27. And he beat top-ranked Alabama by 28. Like, it was – what did it say? 37 points a game or 38, 39 points a game. They went undefeated, and no one stayed within three touchdowns of them. Duke was 20 points. No one stayed inside of 20 points of them. They just blew everybody's doors off. And you say, well, how about schedule? That's against four ranked teams, including number one, number three. You beat number one, number three by 27.5 points a game in the college football playoff.
You did also have Travis Etienne.
Yeah, you did.
The best player in ACC history.
The single best football player in the conference history, huh?
Yes.
Interesting. That's a good discussion. Short break. Final segment of a Tuesday show right after this.
Hugs from patients, like Patrick. It's something QC Kinetics medical professionals experience every day.
I hugged them. You should hug somebody who does that for you. They gave me my life back, and I really didn't know where I was going to go because I was definitely afraid of having a knee replacement done.
No surgery, no downtime with QC Kinetics regenerative treatments. They give patients relief from joint pain using their own healing properties to repair and restore damaged tissue. And the results? Well, that's why we see a lot of hugs at QC Kinetics.
Everything is back that I thought I was never going to be able to do again. I'm still smiling and sometimes it gets emotional. I get a tear in my eye because of how I was before I went in there.
Those smiles and hugs never get old at QC Kinetics. It means patients are finally getting relief. And now, it's your turn. Call QC Kinetics today for your complimentary consultation and see if you're a good candidate for these amazing treatments.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
If you are a realtor in the upstate of South Carolina, I want to help you close more deals. And here's how I can do that. I'm Mike. I'm the owner of One Tom Plumber, and we are already working with realtors in your area doing the same exact thing. We're the go-to plumbing crew for realtors all across the state of South Carolina because we provide a free same-day quote based on your home inspection report.
Just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. That's their name. That's their number.
Plumber, whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Hartwell Village is your one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca. With 15-plus retail and dining locations, including Buff City Soap, Rackroom Shoes, Marshalls, Petco, Five Below, Uptown Cheapskate, and Ulta. Dine with friends at Tipsy Taco, Iso Iso Ramen and Boba, Five Guys, Longhorn, or Chipotle. And after a day full of fun, refuel before you hit the road at 7-Eleven. Hartwell Village wishes Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic football season. Go Tigers!
Coming up on Tuesday on Out of Bounds, join Ben Milstead and me at noon, where we will continue to discuss the latest in the college football landscape. A lot of national conversation set for Tuesday, including some of the things that might keep some of the contenders around the nation from hoisting the national championship trophy. Plus, we're going to talk a little NFL. We'll give you an update on Clemson's preseason camp as well. Call or text the show, 654-7627. Let's go.
The only place for sports talk of the upstate is right here, every day. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Anything to get you out of here. Gotta go hit that ride to the setting sun. I gotta leave this mess behind. Gotta cruise on the booze, got a life to find. What you need is better read on a dotted line.
Tiger Sports, TigerSports.com. Man, you want to talk about it? You want to talk about an exciting time of year? You don't think that they're jazzed up and ready to go with Tiger Sports right now? And what this looks like the new, they have those new shoes in. I've never had these. There's Pegasus 41s are now in, looking good. Some Clemson shoes, all those jerseys, getting ready for your jersey guy. You got the Lululemon stuff. You got the Grateful Dead stuff. I didn't realize they had that until a couple weeks ago. All your hats, all your Nike stuff, all of your College Vault stuff, all of those old throwbacks. I like the old throwback Tiger on there. That's good stuff too. We love Tiger Sports Shop. 50 years of shopping at Tiger Sports Shop. And finally, College Avenue, Tiger Boulevard, TigerSports.com. Finally, the countdown clock, 24 days, 16 hours, 12 minutes, 53 seconds to Clemson and LSU in Death Valley. We did this the research during the break. Deshaun was, in the games he started and finished, all right? Games he started and finished. And Trevor, games he started and finished. Because Deshaun got hurt in the Georgia Tech game as a loss, and Trevor got hurt in the Syracuse game that was a win. So he didn't finish that one. So you can't give him credit for wins and losses and all this goes. Deshaun, 36-2 overall in games he started and finished. Trevor, 34-2 overall. So games they started and finished, those guys were 70-4. In the regular season, in games they started and finished, Deshaun was 29-1. Trevor was 28-0. Those guys were 57-1 in regular season games in which they started and finished.
That's insanity.
Yeah. So, Cade, I'm sorry, man. Like, you just can't really... you're not going to be able to jump in the top three. I'm sorry. You'll be in the top three. You won't jump two or one.
I don't... He's not...
So, even with championship and Heisman, we still got him?
He would have... Championship, they'd be tied, obviously. But...
If they go undefeated, like...
16-0.
If, like Coach Sweeney is saying, undefeated, win the national championship, and have Heisman.
Not in the whole body of work.
Yeah, I know. That's weird.
So I hadn't checked all of our text line. I mean, our text line is blown up. I hadn't checked all of it. But I hadn't seen anybody on here that said that Cade would be better than those two.
I've not seen it. I've seen people asking questions.
Yes.
Where would you rank them? But again, I don't even Natty, Heisman. I can't put them above. I'll put them a three-way tie, but that's the best. That's the best that I can
now,
think of.
Here's an interesting subject. Austin said Cade would have to win a Natty in a 12-team playoff. Neither Deshaun or Trevor did that. Like, for instance, last year. Let me give you this. Because this is basically, and we have not had to do this in the past, but last year, Ohio State. Let me give you this quickly here to make sure I've got it right. Last year, Ohio State, in the playoffs themselves, they beat number 9 by 25. They beat number 1 by 20. They beat number 5 by 14. And they beat number 7 by 11. They had all double-digit wins against number 9, against number 1, 5, 7, and 9. Like, that's a run. Now, somebody's got to do it, obviously. But, I mean, that's a heck of a run. But remember, now, they had 2 losses. They lost to Oregon, lost to Michigan. Lost to a bad Michigan team. But that's a heck of a run. If you're going to win a college football playoff, like, you're going to have to beat 4 of the top 12 teams in the country. Or, you know, maybe 3 if you get a bye. And then maybe you might beat a team you wouldn't think's in the top 12, whatever. But
he needs to beat those teams to catch up to the other teams.
True. True. Because one thing this now. So in the regular season, those guys were undefeated against ranked teams. The only losses, and I got to be careful here because I got to remember this whole thing right. The only losses of that whole 70-4 deal, Trevor's losses were to top-ranked LSU and to third-ranked Ohio State in the COVID year. All right, Deshaun's losses in games which he started and finished. Deshaun's losses were to an unranked Pittsburgh team and to number 1 Alabama. Like, that's the only losses. Whereas Cade now, as the starting quarterback, lost at Duke, lost to Florida State, lost to Miami, lost to NC State. Now, again, that team wasn't as good as those teams. So do you hold that against Cade? You know, lost to Georgia, lost to Louisville, lost to South Carolina.
But these are ranked teams in there.
Yeah, South Carolina was ranked 15th.
Some of them are bad.
Georgia was ranked number 1.
Some of them are bad losses, yes, but at
NC State was a bad loss. That was a bad NC State team.
Yeah, that was.
Miami was a bad loss. That was a bad Miami team. Florida State ranked 4th when he got beat by them in overtime.
Could have easily won that game.
Yeah, and they looked terrible up at Duke. Remember that?
Yeah, that was
28-7. But Trevor and Deshaun played with better players than Cade played early in his career, especially.
Well, then can you hold it against those two?
No.
If it's harder to win a national championship now than it was.
Look, one of the reasons why Taj Boyd, and again, we've got Taj at number 4 behind Steve Fuller, is that Fuller, as a starting quarterback, didn't lose to South Carolina, where Taj didn't beat him. But Taj was playing against South Carolina's best teams ever. Yeah. And, you know, through some of those years, Taj played okay against South Carolina. So you can't hold that against Taj. Taj, again, I mean, look at the numbers. How you can hold it against a man that threw for 11,904 yards, 1,400 passes, and 901 completions, and 107 touchdowns. When he left, no one threw more touchdowns in ACC history. But you hold it against him for South Carolina. Well, he was playing against Javon Clowney, Marcus Lattimore. Like, Deshaun didn't have to play against that. Deshaun played against tomato cans at South Carolina. And Trevor tomato cans at South Carolina, right? That's not Taj Boyd's fault that he had to play against those guys. But Steve Fuller did finish in the Heisman voting where Taj didn't do that. Homer Jordan won a national championship, but Homer was only starting quarterback for a year and a half or so in there. Maybe almost 2. But Homer had some great numbers too now as far as wins go, but not as far as passing goes.
I think I saw a brief text like this. If you were to put Cade in their situations,
yeah,
would the success be the same? If you were to put Cade in 2015, 2016, would there be success?
Cade would not have beaten Alabama and Tampa because that was a Deshaun Watson one-man show. I'm going to put you on my shoulders and I'm going to take you to the national championship game 2016. I mean, if you remember, in that game itself, let me just quickly give you this. Deshaun threw for, against Alabama, 36 of 56 for 420 yards, three touchdowns, no picks, ran for 43 yards and a touchdown. Like, put his team on their back and, like, let me take you to the promised land. He would have won in 18 because the defense shut Alabama down. He would have scored more than 16 points against that defense. And the defense scored seven of those. So he would have won the 18 game because the 18 team was just better than Alabama. But he would not have put his team back. Trevor, by the way, could have done that had he been asked to do that too. Trevor played better defenses. I mean, there's a lot in there to unpack. But I just don't see a scenario, even if you won the Heisman, even if you went 16-0, I don't see a scenario where anybody would say, man, you know what? Cade Klubnik was better than Trevor Lawrence and better than Deshaun Watson.
Because I think if you reverse it as well, if you try to put Deshaun in the last couple of years,
yes, sir.
Or Trevor in the
yes,
last couple
sir.
Of years.
Trevor and Deshaun wouldn't have got beat at NC State or Miami, I can tell you that. Definitely those two guys would not have got beat at Miami or against NC State. And it wouldn't have got beat 28-7 against Duke.
I was going to say, probably wouldn't be Duke. What about right. that Georgia game, the 31-3?
No, wouldn't have got beat 31-3.
Still lost?
Yeah, probably. Maybe. I mean, Deshaun lost to Georgia, right?
Well, he didn't start that game.
He did not start that game. No. No.
He was the only reason the game was close, though. Yeah. Because he was coming in making plays.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so
yeah.
I think if you do that, if you were to move Deshaun Watson and Trevor into these last couple of years, would they have won more games? If you can say yes to that, I think that means Cade can only go up to three.
My friend Rob Patterson said Trevor's numbers would have been better had he played in more full games. Yeah, Trevor.
That's true.
Trevor, they beat people so bad that, like, he just didn't get to play a whole lot. You know, in 2000, we told you the 2018 number where this blew everybody's doors off. Let me just quickly give you this. By the way, this is my Brad. He's going extra mile, 2923001. Brad, he's at allstate.com, Brad, he's insurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to Brad, he's in the Allstate Insurance Agency. 2923001. All right, against Georgia Tech, they won 52-14. They beat A&M at home by two touchdowns. They beat Syracuse by 35. They beat Charlotte by 42. They did have a one-point win at North Carolina. They beat Florida State by 31. They beat Louisville by 35. They beat Boston College by 52. They beat Wofford by 45. They beat NC State by 45. They beat Wake Forest by 49. They beat South Carolina by 35. They beat Virginia by 45. Beat Ohio State by 6. He played – And they lost to LSU by 17. They played in two close games the entire year that year. And in 2020, quickly, in the COVID year, bear with me here, 2020. And during the COVID year, beat Wake Forest by 24, Citadel by 49, Virginia by 18, Miami by 25, Georgia Tech by 66, Syracuse by 26, played a close game in Boston College, 34-28. Lost to Notre Dame. He didn't play. Well, he didn't play the Boston College game, didn't play Notre Dame game. Beat Pittsburgh by 35, beat Virginia Tech by 35, beat Notre Dame by 24, and then lost to Ohio State by 21. So, basically, Trevor played in, like, two close football games in his entire career. North Carolina and LSU. What LSU game? Who was the other one? My point is, like, he didn't play close games. North Carolina. Oh, and Ohio State. Beat Ohio State in a game. Had no business winning that one. By the way, people said, well, Trevor didn't have the dog in him like Deshaun did. Go back and watch the 29-23 win in the Fiesta Bowl. They had no business winning that game. Trevor put the team on the back and took them to victory. Took them to the national championship game. And then ran to an ambush. Quickly, 2 minutes, Joe. What do you have for me, Will?
Tennessee's social media team showed the defense – getting an interception in a practice, they blurred out the quarterback that threw
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I saw that. How about that? Two minutes, what do you have for me?
Guardians Nick Enright, battling lymphoma in late 2022, picked up a save last night.
Nice.
Came in, got a save. Way to get it done.
Good for you, man. Glad to beat that for sure. EricNewton.com. Hey, I want to introduce Greenleaf to you. Brand new townhomes, just minutes from campus. Stunning new modern craftsman style duplexes, townhomes, open floor plans, upscale finishes. You're going to love Greenleaf. Designed with the convenience in mind, 1 mile from campus, perfect spots for students and non-students. You're looking for that affordable luxury premium living, brand new home. Hey, you're looking for that new tailgate home? tiger-properties.com, 654-7368. Greenleaf, check them out today. Tiger-properties.com, 654-7368, ericnewton.com. Let me thank Milt Louder, A Moment with Milt. Let me thank Tony Morrell from thebigspur.com. I enjoyed that quarterback talk. That was good, including Cullen Harper being number 10. Number 10 is number 10. How about that? Will, great job, man. I'll see you next Monday. Hope you have a great week. Landon be with me tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Greenwood Drive Baseball. That's a good shirt you got on over there today. Up next, do we know who's up next? Sam is back with us, Sam and John. So I hope you will enjoy that one. Cold, rainy, enjoy today as well. Most importantly, love for you to tune in tomorrow. That's what we'll see right here on the radio.